Tanabon, Daf Tesim and Base. Tanabon, Chemer B'Shemer B'Boi, Chemer B'Boi B'Mishay. So on Thursday, when we learned it, I asked you why he's talking about which one's got more of a form on the other. What's the price point? So we said the reason was to teach us why you need the Psukim, because you can't learn one from the other, since each one's got a form. That's what I said on Thursday. Yeah, Chemer B'Boi B'Mishay. Well, in the case of Shoy and Boy, had the Torah just written Shoy, you wouldn't have known Boy, because Shoy is Chayv HaKoyver, and you wouldn't have known that you're Chayv HaNizokin for Boy. That's how we learned on Thursday. Strike me on Shabbos a bit later on, that doesn't seem to be the correct shot. And rather, just it's listing all the different dinim. This is this din, this is this din, and the dinim said by one doesn't apply to the other one, and that's what the price is. Well, I'll show you where it struck me, but it's on the sugar why it struck me that. That's if I'm right later on, and I say matchami later on, then we have a different halacha the whole way through. So the moment now we're seeing that there's certain chumah, certain stringencies in shor more than bo. Shor is b'sham kufa, if it kills a person. If a mu'ud kills a person, he pays kofa, he pays the owner of the show pays kofa. If a show kills an eved, you have to pay the owner of the show has to pay shloshim. Nigmadino osvano. Once a show kills, it's osvano. Vidakilela. So after the gmadin, so after gmadin, it's osvano. Vidakilela chlahazik. The teva of a show is to go from place to place. Mashinkim, a boy doesn't have any of the above chumas. Which chumas the boy does have? Evashoy, chaymeh b'boy, mevashoy, the minute you start making a boy, it's already you got a shame mazik to it. Meaning, what are you doing? You're doing an act of causing damage. Mashinkim, owning a shoy. Isn't like that. You're allowed to own a shoy. A little shoy might be wild. Might walk and break things and eat things, but I'm not owning something and causing a mazik to people. Show is a show. It might go ahead and do something wrong. This is as opposed to digging a pit, where the whole act of doing the pit is an act of causing damage.
Once it's a mu'ah, then it is.
Right. It's not tefillah. That's your sin. Then there's a
right, but the comparisons that's making are all these comparisons in its mu'ah state as opposed to its.
So we're saying, so a boy is more common than a boy. As soon as you start with it, you want to know why you're chayav a boy, maybe because you made a mazik. The other things I didn't make a mazik. I might own something that can cause damage. It's not tchilas asiyosu is.
What is that?
Why is that?
Once it's a ticket, I think it's a mu'ah already.
It's not going to make enough minute. Every show that you own is a mu'ah to eat. But boi is more common than that. Why? Because boi, the very act that I was involved in, was creating a mazik. Tchilas when you dig a pit, you are making a mazik. That is the kriyas of boi, and that is the making a mazik. Making boi in a shusra. So your involvement in making this pit is causing damage to some, is potential damage to some. The owning an animal is not involving myself in causing damage to someone. Owning an animal, you know, I own the animal. I own the animal because I'm allowed to legally, I'm allowed to plow with the animal. I'm allowed to go traveling with the animal. I'm legally allowed that. It's not I'm involving myself in causing damage to someone else. Digging a pit, certainly in a shusharabim, is involving myself in causing damage to someone else.
How is that different than just allowing your mu'ah animal to go out and roam on its own? You open a gate?
Okay,
Yo, that's a ball. I don't see that as a ball.
one second.
What's that? How that's different?
By opening a gate is taking something which I was allowed to have and now being peshare with it, right? And allowing it to go out. That's less formal than actually making a mazik. Right? If I dig a pit, I'm making a mazik. I'm making a mazik without any legal right of doing so. You're involving yourself in creating a mazik for someone else. Hashem came giving breeding animals is not create involving myself in creating a mazik for somebody else. I'm involving myself in arranging that I should be able to travel from place to place, arranging I should be able to work my farm. All those things I'm allowed to do. I just have to look after my thing to make sure it doesn't go in damage. If I don't, so what happened? I was negligent. It's true, I'll have to pay. It's less formal being negligent, not looking after something I have, than actually creating something which is solely a mazik. That's what I am. That's what I'm doing. So that's why a boy is more chomer than a shor. You can understand that. Also, a boy is more mitchilos, so mashin can be shor, mashin can be care. For some reason, we're not talking about shen and regular obviously through the sugya, only care. Yoshenim asked, why are we talking about shen and regular? But the Gemara didn't. So Tesis told us when we mentioned shor, we mean care. It says, this is another one of the rice. Mashingim is shoy. Shoy is not a mood mitfilose. Shen and regal is. Answers, we're not talking about shen and regal, we're talking about keren. And that's not mood mitfilose. Choyme b'shoy mib'ish. Choyme b'ish mib'shoy. So this is a kateret, a title, which now the Gemara goes to explain. Choyme b'shoy mib'ish. Shashoy mishanim kofer. Shoy pays kofa the chai vishim shalevet. Same as what we said earlier by Fumo Shoy Baboy, same thing as Shoy Baish. Shoy pays kofa, age doesn't. Shoy pays shim shalevet, age doesn't. Nig Madino Osmano, after Gmardin was Shoy Osmano, by age it doesn't apply. Mosse in the chai vishim cotton, chai, you give over. So Cheshit Mekotzen, your soy, your chayvrit. Masheinkin be'esh, be'esh, if you give over to Cheshit Mekotzen, your pot for it. So just stop here a second. What does it mean by Masheinkin be'esh? If you give over to Cheshit Mekotzen, your esh, you're not chayvrit. Ipshat, in this whole price, is to say, they had the Torah written by one thing, you wouldn't have known the other. Meaning, had the Torah written by Shor, that your chayiv, or the Shor does, you wouldn't have known your chayiv for Ish. Right? So what he's saying, but there's a, you know, had the Torah written, that if you give, if your Torah written Shor, that your chayiv, you wouldn't have known Ish. You know why? Because by Shor, if you give over the chayiv to the cotton, your chayiv. My shenki me'esh, if you give over to chayiv to the cotton, your pot. We want to know if we can learn out from Shoy. We want to know, can you learn from Shoy that Eish your chayv? So all the other ones understand. You can't learn out from Shoy that you're chayv for Eish. Because Shoy has certain chumas that aren't applicable by Eish. As a chumah by you pay kofa. By Eish, nowhere in the Torah says you pay kofa. Shoshim shel Eved. Nowhere in the Torah says there's a Shoshim shel Eved by Eish. So those that understand, therefore, if we find the Torah says you're chayv also for Shoy damaging, maybe you wouldn't be chayv if an Eish damages. I understand that. What's the last one? Shoy you're chayv if you give over the Cheshit to the Kotel. So you wouldn't know that you're chayv for Nizokin by Eish, because by Eish, if you give it to Cheshit to the Kotel, you're potter. So you wouldn't be able to know that you'd be chayv for Eish ever. I don't understand that. If we try to work out if there's a chiyuv bechlal in Eish, so even by an adult, I don't know if there's a chiyuv by Eish. So why are you telling me that if you give it over to Cheshit Bekotan, then you're not chayv by Eish? At the moment, we're thinking even an adult, you wouldn't be chayv by Eish. Yeah, sure. If it's true, this bride has come to explain to us why you can't know one from the other. So the Torah told me by Eish, by Shor Yochayv, you wouldn't know Eish. What do you mean you wouldn't know Eish? It means I wouldn't know if I owned Eish and I was negligent with it, I wouldn't know I'm chayv. That's why I wouldn't know. So why wouldn't you know? Because if you give over a shor to a chayv, you're chayv. If you give over an Eish to a chayv, you're bottom. Yes, sir. Even an adult, I don't know I'm chayv for. We're trying to extrapolate the chiyuv. Chayiv Mekadem means once I know that I'm a chayiv, an adult's chayiv, then there's a din. If you give up the Chayiv Mekadem, you're potter for that. If you don't know an adult's chayiv in the first place, so Chayiv Mekadem is irrelevant. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No? What's the point of this brace? What's the price telling it to? Just to give us a list of chumos, or is it coming to tell me some other reason? Oh, that's what we got. That's what we understood. But one coming out from the other. If the Torah would have written show, you wouldn't have been able to learn ish. What do you mean you wouldn't be able to learn ish? That if you, Reb David, have a fire and you didn't look after the fire and it went off and it burned down, you wouldn't be chayav. You couldn't learn it from Ish, from Shor. You couldn't learn it from. Now, how would, tell me a reason why you can't learn it from Shor. What chum? Tell me a chum of Shor. Okay, I understand. That's a great chum. It's not, it doesn't apply by Ish. So maybe who I did? If I'm negligent and I let the fire go off, I'm going to be potter. Tell me another chum. Shloshim, great. That's also a good chumah. Because Shloshim applies by Shor, and by Eish doesn't apply. So maybe, although by Shor it's high for damages, by Eish wouldn't be high for damages. You have another chumah? Nigmat Din Osman, also good chumah. Because the Shor is so machmi that even after Gmar Din, it's Osman. So maybe that's why the Torah treated Shor with such severity. If it damages something, you have to pay. Hashem Yom Eish, it doesn't apply that day. So maybe there's no chiyuv to pay if Eish damages property. The Gemara gives one more chum. What's the chumra? Shor, if you give up the chashu, you're chayiv. And Eish, if you give up the chashu, you're potter. Eish giving up the chashu is potter. It's only a chiddush once you know that you're chayiv if you don't love it. And the chiddush is if you give up the chashu, you're potter. But if you don't know that you're chayiv in the first place, then chashu is irrelevant. If I don't know that there's a chiyuv for Eish, so obviously if you give over to chashu, you're not going to be chayiv because there's no chiyuv on the whole thing in the first place.
The
first three are talking about things that aren't directly kashur to nizokim.
Again.
Not directly kashur, connected to nizokim. Meaning, shloshim shel eved. You should know, if a shor kills an eved, you have to pay. Shloshim. If a shor damages a person or property, you also have to pay. That's two different things. Right? Two different dinim said by a shor. If a shor goes and gores another shor, you have to pay. If a shor kills an eved, you have to pay. Now, interesting, by Eish, it doesn't say if an Eish kills an eved, you have to pay. Shloshim shel eved doesn't have that. So if you see Eish doesn't have that chumrah, so we won't have the other chumrah of Shor either. Maybe it doesn't have the other chumrah of Eish of Shor. So maybe if it damages a Shor, it also won't be chayav. Because you see that Shor is on a higher amount. So since it doesn't have that one, it won't have that one. But Chayav Shor to come is direct continuation of whether Eish is chayav or not. So if I don't know Eish is chayav, then obviously if I give over the Chayav Shor to Kotan, I'm not going to be chayav. I don't know if there's a chiyuv in the first place. So once it's saying there's a chum of shor of eish, the shor has a chum of yachayv giving over the chayv and eish doesn't. Because eish, maybe there's no chiyuv in the first place. So that's why I understand this price that it's not coming to tell me eish, no, there's this chum and that we can't learn one from the other. But rather the price is giving us a list of dinim. Should know, and each one of the officers Zikin has chumus over the other. What, we know already that you're chayiv for Eish. That's the Mishnah, of Beis Zayev, Sukkim, and Torah. We know you're chayiv for Eish. You should know that Shor is more chumah than Eish. Shor, we know you're chayiv for Shor. Pasuk says so. If you give up to Eish, you've gotten you also chayiv. Eish, we know you're chayiv for Eish. It says in the Torah. If you give up to Eish, you've gotten you're not. So Shor has a chumah over Eish. Understand what made me change? And Ruben, you look very thoughtful.
Well, I was actually thinking on a different subject, because we already learned the chiyuv. If you have bor and any of the other ones, you could learn out the chiyuv for esh, for example.
Yeah, we learned that off here.
Right.
Yeah, so you could say this brazen.
So therefore, right, okay.
You could say this brazen, just like normal, yeah. But that's why I think there's more point from this point. So, okay? Suppose of Shabbos Kodesh, get the MS. That's it's not pshat. We can now go through the whole price. So again, it's not pshat that we come to say, you know, this is this from us, and therefore you can't have one from the other. It's true. You could use it if you want to end up hey, this price is very useful. It lists us all the chumos. But that's not the matara. It's not the point, intention of this price. Intention of the price is just to give us the list of the dinim. You should know that Shor has certain chumos over ish. Chumos are, one of them is, you give over your animal to show to chashu, you're going to be chayev. If you give over your fire, which we know you're chayev for, if you give over to a chayev, you've got them, you're going to be what? Mask me, Yossi? Emes, no? Great. You really wanted to be matched, you could, but I think that's Emes. You could say that Aish is not so lethal because it's Mami Amavos. So you can show it's more than it. It's always, it gets dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. Chashu was just a simmer and the age goes down. In the MS types. Okay, fine. Chomer be'esh. What chomer does esh have over shori? She'esh, mu'eles mitchilasa. Esh, the mu'ed straight away. Ma'she'en ki be'shori, shori. What shori is not mu'ed mitchilasa? Don't we'll shout out once. Which show is not which show is yeah. Not more? Yeah. Okay, Khaima Ba'ish me be bor.
Why doesn't have to say the words Mashin?
That's why it's a common. This is it.
You just said Omer Ba'ish me be show, Sha'ish went to the side. I understand that's once.
Saying it's a machine. Aish has this. In contrast, this doesn't have
it. You just say that. In fact, you said it has this, mashallah, this has it, and the other one doesn't. And you could add additional words, mashallah, in the age.
Right.
But that's this inherent. And we just said this one has the Qumra, mashallah, this one has the Qumra, this one's not.
Okay.
How do you do the add additional word, mashallah, anything?
There are problems.
It's a lot of extra ink, a lot.
So it's just about pair. It's not written. Chomer be'esh mebaboy, chomer be'boy mebe'esh. Right? Here's now the poteret for the next stage. If anyone has a pshat, I didn't see a pshat. If anyone has a pshat, why the Gemara here speaks out boy before esh? And all the other previous cases always spoke the first one out first. It'd be lovely to hear. For the time being, I'll tell you. The Gemara Kedushin Kedushin says the base of Aleph that the Tana not always so symmetrical. Sometimes there's one thing, sometimes there's another thing. As the taste there speaks about, sometimes there says he says hot age mekadesh. Sometimes you say both pesul and nisulah. Sometimes you say the number before that. It's a, maybe the brisa wasn't being symmetrical. I don't really know why. In which way is boy more chomer than ish? You know what? Because we know that one. Shetchila sasiyos on an ezek, and mosoi lechei sheitu vekot in yachai. Achingim ish veish. You don't have these two chumos. You don't have. It's not shetchila sasiyos on ezek because, as we explained earlier, a person then had to make a fire. He's making a fire to keep himself warm. He's making a fire for barbecue. Whatever he's doing to burn his wicks on the menorah. I don't know, he's about to make a fire. And he just was negligent in looking after the fire. I think him making a pit, that's terrible. Which way is Eish got Chumar of a boy? Sheish, Tarkalele Chalahazik. Move on, yeah? Eish goes. Umu'edez lecho ben dova ra'ulo, ben dova she'in ra'ulo. And. Yeah.
You should be to the name one place.
Dalkot, it's Teva, is it can go?
It can go.
Right, Dalkot, it's Teva. It's the way to go. Also, an animal is normally something. Services that get in the classic. Third line, third bottom line on the third last line in the Testament base.
No, we prepare the age of God.
Oh, they're, they're both talking in the classic. Yeah? So Ish is darker Lila class. Like Ish and the Teva, it can go from A to B. And it also is a mood to destroy both things that are matim for it to destroy and things that aren't matim for it to destroy. Now that, these lines, these last two lines of the Gemara is going to come and discuss again in a minute. Okay? So what that means.
Was that short?
Okay, so now let's tell him we're not basing the Gemara on Thursday and we did Rashi as well to him. Anyone have any questions before we start listening?
Let me address this last one. It said that the Asian snark over there, if you rely both way over, and does that something see this thing?
So Rashi said it means that it's to, it can burn things that you use for firewood and things that you don't use for firewood. Things that are generally used for firewood, it burns, and things generally not used for firewood, it burns. It's a masir.
So
it's a very lethal thing.
It's time to understand what Asia does.
Yeah. It's a memento, a difficult life.
But they said it was born, it also destroys.
Does it?
Yeah. You drop a teacup into a board, into the shaft.
So we'll see. That's going to be the list, right? It's going to come. Okay, we'll see. That's what Ruben will talk on Thursday. The message is a shred, difficult line. But listen, now here comes the catches, okay? Now we've got Bryce, so the Bryce is very good. But listen, why don't you tell me more chumos? You ready to listen to chumos? Tell me more. There's a chumos, but showing me a boy, shall show it five ways of Kaelin. I'll show you a boy. Say that show is five Kaelin, and boy isn't. Now again, at this line here, is again muchach what I spoke out before. If the point of the brisa is to tell me chumras, so you see that by showing your chay, and therefore you can't learn out one from the other, you won't be able to learn out boy from show, because show it's chay for damages, and maybe boy wouldn't be chay. So it wouldn't make sense to say. Yeah, you can't announce Shoy from Boy, because Shoy is Chai for Kalim, I think in Boy is Potter for Kalim. We're trying to learn how Boy is Chai at all. Not with these. Once I know he's Chai, you can tell me a Chiddush is Potter for Kalim. But before I know that Boy is Chai for anything, so I want to be able to learn how from Shoy. So why are you telling me that Shoy is more Chomo, because Boy doesn't have a Chai for Kalim? Until I know I'm chayv at all, the boy doesn't have any chiyuv. We're trying to extrapolate the chiyuv of boy from shor. So if shor is chayv, maybe boy should be chayv. So the chumas of darkin elech hazik understand. Shor your chayv is darkin elech hazik, but boy maybe not. But don't tell me pturim in boy. We're trying to work out there's a chiyuv in the first place in boy. That's why again, this gemara is muchach like we learned before. That you can't learn that shor from, not you can't learn that. The mission, the Bryce is just bringing us a list of chumas. You should know Shoy has certain chumas over boy. Halachic chumas. And Shoy, we know you're chayiv if a Shoy damages. Also says so. And you're also chayiv. Not only is he chayiv for damaging a person, he's chayiv also damaging Kaelin. Hashem king, boy. I know I'm chayiv for boy, the also says so. But within the chiyuv of boy, there's a p'tor. And the p'tor is they're not chayiv. Okay. So why is it not mentioned this chumra in the brace? Yeah, another raya to the how we have to learn the brace. It's not coming to tell me why I can't learn. Why do I need the possible to tell me a chai for boy? Why can't you learn out from show? Then this line doesn't make sense. Rather, brace is delineating all the possible chumras that are. So why did they not say another chumra of show for boy? Then show is chai for Kaelin. Masha'in came, but boy. Nachon boy is chayiv, but it's not chayiv kelim, so you should say that then. Answers the Gemara, Hamani Rav Yudi. That's Rav Yudi. This price is going like Rav Yudi. The price is going like Rav Yudi holds Machayev al Niske Kelim Beboi. Rav Yudi holds that if a bird damages Kelim Yachai, he doesn't learn the din Shoyv Leod Machamoy Veloy Kelim. That din Machamoy Veloy Kelim, Rav Yudi does not learn. He also Chayev Kelim. So it's not Chubba. Shoyv is Chayev Kelim. And Boris fabricating, they're both the same. Right. Now, that's what's no, Yossi, speak up, I'm not lobby. I don't know what you're bothering. I sum up.
This thing of show below, I don't know why I always keep aside more about you than the Shiva.
Okay.
Where does this thing come from? And it doesn't help me.
It's solid, right? The Baltic says, Ki, what we're talking about, Boy, Kiche is Boy, enough of us, Shoy Hamoy. Let's say Shoy Hamoy. Why did it say Shoy Hamoy? I'll give you examples. It's not necessary. Just say something fell inside it. So we say extra words. The teacher, Shoy, Hello, Adam, Hamoy, Hello, Kiche.
So,
if you did, it doesn't dash in that way. Hamoy, Hello, Kiche.
It's Hamdu.
Yeah.
They had so important yeah. Edge for this speech. Because if someone's here,
oh, okay.
How does he not have this? It's such a lot of emotion. How does he not have this? I don't get it.
He uses it for something else. What is, we don't know. The Gemara says we don't use. What it says, said Aveda, Machamoy, Rav Yudi, we don't know what they use it for. We don't know what they use it for. Nothing. They use it for something. Wait, it's used for something. Right? One thing you knew is that for Kelim Yochai. So you can't be that you're telling me Chamoy is coming to tell me Kelim Yochai. Chamoy must be telling me something. The Kashlima asks, yeah? So, fine. So, Rav Yudi holds the Yochai for Kelim. So obviously the price is not going to say there's a Chum of Shoy of a Kelim of a boy for the birth of Chai for Kelim. Good? Shlav Shlav. Let's see. Rashi says in the big Shulchan Aruch of Sopor, which we were able to learn once before. Says the Gemara, "I Rav Yudi." That is the line of the Gemara where you start. "I Rav Yudi." If it's Rav Yudi, aim a safe. Let's say the safe. What do we mean by the safe? The end of the race. Chomer be'esh me'be'boy. The esh. Has a chumra over boy. That's all the way in the end of the rice. Eish is a chumra over boy. What was the chumra of Eish over boy? Sheish darker leila for the has. True, boy doesn't. Umu and lechel being dova hura uila being dova she'ingarin. And it's also normal for Eish to be able to damage things that you normally use for firewood and things that you don't use for firewood. Things that have shankless to Eish. And things that don't have shakas to ish. Yeah? Fire is not normally, does not normally damage kelim. Why? Because people don't normally put kelim inside it. So it doesn't normally damage kelim. Masha'in came before. Yeah, it's a good cash. Yeah?
What's the cash?
Fire can burn kelim. Fire can burn kelim. It's just whatever you put inside it.
Why is that the fire?
But yeah, I don't normally put it inside because I care about my kingdom. But if you ask Mr. Fire, does it make a difference to you which you burn that or that? No difference. That's a kasher. It's a kasher. As well as it. It's a kasher, which I think a whole bunch of them ask. Fire burns anything. So why is it called Dova Roy? No, even if you feed it. Dova Shein Roy, like I'm a Kalim, Shum Shein Dirk, and I have some Bokeh. That's what Rashi tells us. It's all Biru, Masvoyizu. What's the Svoy? What logic is this? So there Shein Dirk, and I have some Kalim, that what we don't normally feed it. Fuel, fire with Kalim, have a Dirk, and Shtam Shus, Deish. When you use fire, you don't normally put inside it, Kalim. But when we're discussing which mazik is more dangerous, is more of a factor, more of a chiyuv, why should it be that because I don't normally put this in fire, that makes the fire less of a muzzle. They're like us. That was your.
Where's the Rashi?
Rashi here is in Kelim Eino Ud Le'ish. It's a third narrow line. Third narrow line? You won't?
Narrow
means thin.
Right.
Yeah, so in that Rashi.
Yeah,
it's actually a different Rashi, but I'm happy to read it. Kaibes Akelim in Shibrom, if the show damages Kelim Benegicha, or Bibitza, or by kicking it, she told her the carrot. Now, in my Gemara, in my Rashi, there's a daughter, maybe in your. Okay, it's in your Rashi. Kelim, Eino Uyin the Ish. Kelim are not Uyin the Ish. Why not? It's not normal to fuel a fire with kelim. That's what I won't do with the fire, but the fire will make no difference to the fire if you.
So Rashi is questioning after the water means oil.
Yeah. And that's Bemetzre. And that's what Yossi is talking about, shaking his head, putting faces. And Bemetzre, that's a very stark on Rashi. What's Rashi saying? Why is fire not ra'ui for kelim? Why is not ra'ui for kelim? It's ra'ui for kelim. Fire, if you ask the fire to make a difference with it, if it burns wood, if it burns fuel, wheat, or anything, makes no difference. That's probably burning better, right?
But the Gemara is defining it as what halachically you're hired for. Because by boar, even though we say kelim is not ra'ui, and it
was that we'll see what in Bo, we'll see what that means.
Mm-hmm.
But in Ish, he's defining what fire normally burns. It doesn't normally burn this, it normally burns that. Why doesn't it normally burn this? Because it's never given a chance. But not that it wouldn't burn it. That's a kasha. Why should that be a chuyu? Chuyu means more of a mazik. More of a mazik. This is more of a mazik than that. Why? Because this is more of a mazik, it can cause more damage. It only causes more damage because you give it to it more. We don't give it. So that's it's a cash. Ein chidushe Reb Nochum. That's all. Okay. I've got a right from Reb Nochum. They can give a shir and leave it shver because he doesn't answer it. He goes on to the next point. So it's a cash. Fine. Next. So what does it say? So Choy Me'esh is Roi Lo and Ein Roi Lo. Hashem King Boy. Mashenkim and boy, back to the Gemara, yeah. The first word in the line is She'enkim. Mashenkim and boy, Dova Ra'ui Lo. Mashenkim and boy, only Dova Ra'ui Lo. I need him. What's Dova Ra'ui Lo by boy? Ain't it? What's Dova She'en Ra'ui Lo? My need him. What's Dova She'en Ra'ui Lo? Kalim.
Peace. Oh, Kalim.
That's what Gemara said, no? Tomer Rora, my name is Eitzim. Tomer Sheinu, my name is Kalim. That by Kalim and the boy is Chayim for Eitzim. But it's Potter for Kalim. Because Kalim Torah says that you are Potter for Chayim. If Eitzim fall in a boy, it break.
If Eitzim not fall in a boy, it break.
How would it break?
No, what's that mean? What's it mean? It's, you mean it's, what's it mean? It's fire.
Piece of wood.
Piece of wood?
Yeah.
Piece of wood? What's that mean, piece of wood? What's that mean, piece of wood?
Piece of wood.
What?
Piece of New York.
This wood that I have made, this wood that I have made. Right, a piece of copper.
Somebody asked me one time, make salt water. New York, you never mean it.
They make what?
They make salt water. What's salt water? How do you have it? So, it's a piece of wood. It's a piece of wood.
Piece of wood.
You can have a piece of firewood, right? And it falls into a pit.
Yeah,
and because it falls into a pit, it becomes rotten because inside the pit is water and it becomes rotten and soggy and now you can't use it for firewood.
Yeah, but if you have a wooden share,
it's okay.
It's a kid, but it also
would be okay for the tourists come over to kill you.
Right.
Okay. Right.
You're not sure.
Not
from
the chair. Not from the chair.
Right.
Is the
word
not?
So,
he's a. What's your question? Is this repeating word?
I don't know. Actually, I'm speaking. When someone's finished, show me a kidding.
Show me that.
Oh,
I'm
going to
go to the kidding.
Oh, it's here. It's here. How do we know he's yes?
Because of Joshua's a movie located.
I'm
saying, not really,
not
good. Why would you say so?
Yeah, you can use it.
Okay,
usage is
adequate. Come on, come on, you're fire, but you're getting into your head of this. You're asking good. Let's try and get your account. Try to push out your gas.
It's frustrating.
Why not?
It's bothering me. Why not? Caleb not meeting that.
Why not?
Because it's less cautious. It's in the
council stuff. Yeah,
I'm
trying to get it.
Why not? You're asking me, just not asking it.
They're in Telford and they're Caden. Caden are Tottenham top. But if it's me, if it's in Tottenham, then it's not a Caden. Then, well, that's going to be large measurements. Caden is not back there. Share.
If it's in Tottenham, not Caden.
Yeah, so in a board, you are not allowed, you are not allowed. Mm-hmm. But if it's in Telford, then I have an item in Tottenham that's not a Caden.
Yeah, and he doesn't like that. Ask why he doesn't like that. That's what the Gemara is saying. Rashi said that Yechayah for Eitzim, but not Yechayah for Kedim. No, but explain to yourself why. I'll say a question, but Reuven already pointed out. Where do we know you're possible from Kedim?
Where?
From where is it derived? Chamori. That means anything that's chamori you're chayav for. If it's not a chamori, you're part of it. Eitzim is not a chamori.
Yes.
Trojan horse, yeah? The eitzim is not a chamori. And therefore, if it's not a chamori, it should also be included in the neptor. Chamori, veloi, kelim, eitzim, etzvua. Yeah, that's Tosis Kash on Rashi. We'll see if it comes up again with Rashi in a minute. And that's Shittas Rashi. We'll see. We'll get that. Rashi learns. Kalim, you're potterful. But Eitzim, you're hype. The eight falls in, it gets soggy, it gets rotten, it gets chipped, it's broken. You're hype for that. You're asking good. Racham stays his cash. You have to come up with a third to Rashi. Say this.
I was going to hold an Eitzim in a hype. Wow!
We learned from the book that the Chiyot above is from the Heber, not the impact, all the water, the Heber. Heber will not necessarily destroy any of the book.
Well, okay, you're asking good as well.
Yeah.
We'll see. Your cards are going to be even stronger in a minute once we learn thesis. I'll just carry on a bit. Yeah, so you're asking, it comes to Rav and says, you're chayav for Hevel. So as much as Hevel won't break Kalim, so Hevel won't break wood either. Yeah, they're very good. So says Rashi, but Rashi didn't say that, no? Rashi says, sorry, it was a Gemara. Sorry, I apologize. It was a Gemara. What's the Gemara say? The Gemara, well, what's the place I could be? Tova roila ma'ninu eitzim. Tova shein roila ma'ninu kelim. Ma'shein kim beboi. Here in Yudha, ha'amitz mechayv in Yudha, ha'nizgi kelim beboi. If we'd say ma'shein kim beboi, ha'amitz mechayv in Yudha, ha'nizgi kelim beboi. So what does this mean? So let's read the Gemara one more time. Yes. The Gemara says that Chomer be'esh mi'beboi, right? Esh is a Chomer be'boi, why? Because Esh burns Dova ha'roilo v'dov she'in ha'roilo ma she'in kein be'boi. So now the Gemara says Dova ha'roilo ma'inin. Now Dova ha'roilo, this is referring, going back, first on Esh, right? Yeah. Dova Roya, let's go on Ish. Dova Roya, that one we said about Ish, it burns Dova Roya. That one says that by ish, it burns the varoilo. Mind you know, what's the double royal by ish? Eats him. That's good. Yeah. Eats him. It's normally burnt by ish. What's the double she'in royal by ish? Caleb. So by eight, by ish, you're kind of both with double royal and by double she'in royal. Right? My she'in came to boy. I apologize. In the moment, by, not about wood pellet and boy. It's like, yeah, I got mixed up with Tyson Rashi on that. But she'in came to boy. By boy, you're chayev only for roilo and not chayev for ein roilo. What's the roilo of a boy?
Amo.
You're chayev for that. So, Amo, that's
any animal.
What's ein roilo of a boy? Kehir. Why? What? Chachomi. Why is a boy ein roilo? Why is Kehir ein roilo? Because you're not chayev for it. Because of a chiyuv, that was your cash.
He says yes.
Hey, the Gemara here, Yehuda, if this price is going like Yehuda, almost machayim hoy Yehuda, Yehuda said, you are chayim, al nizke kelim abo, you are chayim for kelim. Right? So this Gemara here was asking, we now wanted to make the price going like Yehuda, this part of the price is not going to work. Because the price is that the last part of the price won't work. The price is said, eish yachayim for roilo and ein roilo. What's roilo? Firewood. What's in there at all? Kaelin. As you ain't boy, you're chayim just for roila, but you're potter for ain't roila. What's ain't roila? Kaelin. Good with you there, you would be chayim for Kaelin.
So does
now, why is Kaelin called ain't roila?
Because it's not a
So that's a din. That's a din, right? The apostle forget it's a din. But we're saying fire is a mazik because it's both roilo and ein roilo. Hashem came. By boy, you're only chayim for something that's roilo. You're not chayim for something that's not roilo. What's not? 1 second, let me speak this out. What is not roilo by boy? Kalim.
No.
1 second, that's a good catch, bro. Kalim. Kalim might be roilo. Kaelin's just, you're not chayim for it because it's a possible. Why is that called ein roilo? That's the din. That's not the metzias. That's the din. So Tosfos on Daf Dalet, Daf Hei on the base says that Kaelin are ein dalke begach because it doesn't normally break from the heva. It's ein roilo. If a kli falls into this is a Yankee sorry. Kli falls into a pit, it's ein roilo because it doesn't break from heaven. So then it's not because the din. Answer your question. Sorry, damage or age damages both things which are matimbrit damage and things not matimbrit damage. As you can boy, only damages things that it's matimbrit damage.
That's strange.
I mean something like the animal falls in. But a boy, but clean, if it would break, so it wasn't my timber, it's a break. If it would break, you're not allowed to know. Why? Because not my timber for a boy to break clean. A key is not my timber to break due to the hammer. That's the. So I apologize. We spoke about eating him if it's normal to put in the pit. I made a mistake in this. I got carried away with the next trash in the same minute. But. When we spoke about eight, it's been about firewood. H burns both firewood and non-firewood. Boy, it only chayev for roilo, animals. I think you're not chayev for ein roilo, for kelim. Faith in Gemara, if this price is good, it's not true. You are chayev for kelim. Right? So what do I mean by you're not mashinking boy for ein roilo? So Reuben asked the cash last time. And David then, and Yossi just shouted that before, why don't we say very good turrets? You're right. Kaelin doesn't fit in, because Kaelin are good old Yachai. If you're the Greece, you're not Chai for Adam. So why don't we say, that sorry, the age is Chai for Oilo and Ein Oilo. As you came, boy, you're not Chai for Adam. Boy, it's not Chai for Adam.
It is right.
It's not right. Don't write the whole word for it.
Oh.
Right? So why did he say it? Why did he say that a shoy is chayav for odor? Asher kein boy, you're only chayav for oilo, and you're not chayav. Sorry, eish, you're chayav for odor, and boy, you're not chayav for odor. Yeah,
but eish beyond chayav for
odor. Oh, very good. Why not?
Because he needs to run away.
Or coming down with it. If that be the text, you couldn't have said that now for a minute because age permit you not chayav for odor. But who's not chayav for odor? But then we're saying not chayav for odor. Age not chayav because Jesus said, Rashi said, coming into the rabbi. Right? So this, I was very good to find this morning. I was very excited. I even highlighted that on my computer. That the Rabbeinu, tell me the Rabbeinu Tam, he asked this question. He says, why don't we say, Tame the Loyalam Emlachoyab Yudi, Mishain Royalam, my Nino Odom? So he says, no, maybe you'll say, Eish, also not, because Eish is a Shukritov. Come live with Rabbeinu, like we just said, Odom, Chayiv. So he said, it's not true, because there are instances of Eish. That you would be chayav for Adam. We spoke this out. He argues on that before. Says, since you would be chayav for Adam, right?
So we're saying, why would
you
be chayav for Adam?
If you're Eishim Shemamoino.
Explain that, please.
Eishim Shemamoino, if it's not chitzov. The only guy who only got did a comedy, but to have him in there. There's only a Ptur, if it's an Odom HaMazik. If it's not Odom HaMazik, rather it's my Shoy that did it, or my boy that did it, then there's no coming with Rabbeinu, and then you should be chayav for damages that happen for killing a person, right? So Eish is only considered Odom HaMazik if it was your arrow. But what happens if you sent an arrow and it was meant to be stopped by a wall? And then the wall fell down and the arrow continued. That's not any more Odom HaMazik. Now you're chayav because of Eish HaMishum Mamoino. In that case, he should be chayav for the damages that did to a person. Right? So therefore, we're still left with a question. And why don't we say it's going like a Yuda? And there is a difference between Eish and Boi. Eish, there are instances where you'd be chayav for Odom. There's no instances they are chayav for killing an other. That's his kasha, and he leaves it shvet. Okay, so to answer your question, we are talking about the. Let's go back over what we just said because it came out of Yudush and what we're saying. We had a question. The Gemara says that the shor that the eish damage is chayav both for roilo and ein roilo. Machainkin boy is not chayef for ein ro'ilo. So he said, what does that mean? What does it mean by ein ro'ilo? The din, not a stab, we're going to talk about the fact that one's more of a mazik than the other. So we say ein ro'ilo means it's not chayef for kalim. Why is it not chayef for kalim? Because it's not a thing for kalim to break in a pit.
By
heaven. By heaven.
Right.
According to Rav, certainly, and according to Shmuel, agrees that the boy that Torah is talking about is Hevel. So the boy of Hevel, you're not. It's not matin for a kli to break there, and indeed, if it breaks there, you're not chayv to pay for it. That's Eish is chayv, but we're lying in your line, or you're not. So we said, the Gemara says not true, contribute there. You know, you are chayav for kalim in a pit. So he is chayav for both roil and ein roil. Shreya, and the Gemara is not going to say different terrors because of that. Freg, the kasha, Yossi, beforehand, Reuven. Why don't we say Odom? That by Odom, Ish, you're chayav for, and Odom, and by Bori, Odom, you're potable. because they heard I thought it brought them for it. So that was the cash of Abimelech. He asked this cash. And the only suggestion, possible suggestion, is to say that Be'esha also pot in that case. Be'esha is pot for Adam because of Be'esha Yerushon Chitzov, which commonly be Rabbi Menin. That's why he's pot for Adam. And so just like by Be'esha pot for Adam, so too, so employee is pot for Adam. And they're both the same. They're both the same. Eish is part of Adam and Boy is part of Adam. So you can't tell me one's more chomer than the other. Says Rabbeinu Tam, I don't understand that because there should be instances there should be chayiv for Adam by Eish, and that is when there's not Eish and Shum Kitzvah. To answer that question, we need to get to Texas, Mashiach and Boy, we're going to have a chance to answer that. Okay? So to answer Rabbeinu Tam, he leaves his show. When we get to Texas, to be Master Master Inkimabai, we'll have a text.
Now, this whole discussion, when we're dealing with Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds that by Hevel, that Hevel plus will damage him?
No, it won't. It's still Chayav. It's Inor, it won't. It's still Chayav. There's no Ptor. The Ptor, Hamoy Beri Kedim, Kun Tachom, it means since it's not Matin to damage, to break in the pit, you're not Chayav if it does break.
Uh-huh.
And when you don't, you're not high being with us.
So the pit that we're dealing with also has to be a pit that has Hevel. Yeah, right. So
okay. And Hevel doesn't go to great
ways. Discussing about like the some dot 9 and then dot 10, you know.
We're going off the topic. Yeah, a pit that has Hevel can break a clear. It can break a damage a person. It will not. The Hevel shouldn't really affect a Kli. Can maybe a rare thing it can happen. If it does happen, the Torah says you're potable. I'm over located. Seeing a good old kind of okay, fine. So then, because of this kasha, the Gemara says we left off saying it's not my time to go to Yehuda. We said the point is going to Yehuda, then you got to see it and embrace it. So we send you right, it's going to do a bonon. Hello, first word of the line is hello. Hello, Loilom, Rabbonon. It's going to do a bonon. We're going to hold that your potter for Kalim. And we have a question then. So why in the beginning of the Brisa did they not say a chumrah of show of a boy? The show is chayav kelim and boy is potter for kelim. So olam kerabon, rabon he betolam v'shaya. When the Brisa brings lists all the different chumras, it wasn't a absolute list. It left out some. So it left out this one. Show in a chalami is chayav for kelim and boy isn't. But he didn't bring it down because there's other things it missed out. What were the other things it missed out? My shayah, the high shayah. What was the other thing it missed out? Shir tomon. It left out tomon.
Can you translate
my shayah, the high shayah. What did it leave out? That gives you a source to say that it left out this. In order to say ton of a shayin, they left out this. You have to say it left out something else as well. So what did they leave out to say that it left out this? What else did they leave out to say that it left out this one? My shayin, what else did they leave out to say that it left out this one? In order to leave out, you need to leave out more than one. So in order to say it left out this one, I had to leave out something else. So my shayin, what? What did it leave out to say that it left out this one? My Shaya, the high Shaya. Answer the Gemara. Shaya Tomo. Is it other Chomer? Tomo. Ish is part of a Tomo. And Boy is Chayb Tomo. And the Gemara said, and Shaya is Chayb Tomo. The Gemara said, Chayb and Shaya, the Bryce said, Chayb and Shaya, the Ish. And it didn't say Tomo. The Brisa says, "Boy, me boy, me beish," and it didn't say Tomo. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you see, it's leaving out things. But if you already left out Tomer, you can also leave out Kalim. That's the end of the Gemara, the Fee, the Abono. So this is going to be Abono. In Akhanami, there's a Chumre of Shor over Boy. It's not mentioned. Doesn't matter. Because also there's a Chumre in Shor over Eish, and it's not mentioned. And there's also a Chumre of Boy over Eish, not mentioned. So the Tana is not going to list all the absolute examples, just saying, listing some of them. So, says Rashi, Ela lo ilo rabbonani. Lo ilo rabbonani. You got it?
Yeah.
But the kasha lo, and now what you had shver, you had difficulty. This nichoyma b'shoy, shechay b'sakelem. It should have said shoy, ochuma shoy. Oh boy, the choice I'm Kalim. Answer is Tono Vishai. The Tana listed and left over things. So, what did he leave over in order to give us a schus to say that? Shir Tomo. He left over Tomo. The Havale Le Misni, he should have said, Koyme Vishoy, Boy, Mibesh. Then, Shoy and Boy have a Homer over Eish. Then what? She bought Shoy Bisak Mole Kalim. Bishavon, if a Shoy kicked a bag full of Kalim and broke them, Chayim, Yochayim, now those Kalim are Tomo. They're Tomo. And nevertheless, the Shoy is Chayim. Mashenki in Eish, what would be the din? Potter. So we should have said that, Chuma. What about this one? Oyim Nafal Chamoy Baboy. Kamoy falls into a pit, the boy. V'olob sak mole tvua. And on him is a bag full of produce. Chayv. Chayv to pay for it. Even though it's tomon. Avagam to tomon besak, even though it's hidden in the sack. Mashenki be'esh. As opposed to esh, in contrast to esh, the napkalon, which we learn out from Apostle. Says Rashi, there's a chumah of shor over eish tom. The chumah of boy over eish tom. What's the chumah of shor? Kick something hidden. What's the chumah of boy? Something hidden falls inside and gets taxed. What's the example that Rashi gives of something hidden inside that falls in a pit and gets damaged?
Tvua.
Tvua. Can't be Kalim. Tvua. Oh, can't be Kalim. And I want to tell you if he's a guy. So I'm going to speak about Tvua. So Rashi is telling us that Tvua that falls in a pit, if it wouldn't have been Tomon, it would be a guy. Now here's your question. So I got mixed up. Here's your question. Why should he be Chayim? Shoy v'loy olam chamoy v'loy Kalim. Anything which is similar to chamoy, you're going to be Chayim. Anything not similar to Kamoi is going to be potable. So Kalim is not similar to Kamoi, but neither is Tzvua. So it should also be potable. Rashi is being mechadish to us that if Tzvua falls into a pit, you would be Chai. The reason why, and I think the guy, even if it's in, right?
You think
Tzvua
is not Kalim?
Tzvua is not Kalim. Question is why not? Why should Tavur not be called Kalim? Achon, it's not a Kli. But the point is not it's a Kli. The point is it's not like Chamor. Also, people say, where did Rashi get it? It's true. Rashi doesn't know that way, but where's Rashi coming from? We go one person. Chamor, Veloi, Kalim. So the Pasuk says, how did the Gemara do Veloi Kalim? Because the Pasuk says Chamor, and it has to be similar to Chamor. Kalim are not similar to Chamor. And you know what? Tvua is also not. Right?
Right. But
so what's the problem? Chamor
always carries
wood. Kuntarashi, if I was getting supper for, if a piece of wood would fall into a pit, it would be Chayt. But the Rashi would be
Chayv.
Rashi said the Chayv for Tvua. That's the argument, Rashi. Rashi said the Chayv for Tvua.
Tvua? Not Itzi.
Say no more.
Why Itzi? No. Because I'm always a character all the time, I know.
And that would?
No, why not? It's a version.
Stop it. Right, okay. So Rashi is telling us like about the Gechidosh, which we don't understand. And Tosa asks on Rashi. Rashi said, Chamoy, but not Kain, has to be a Kli. If it's not a Kli, you would be a Chayev in a pit. Where does he know it from? Where's he coming from?
Yeah,
I'm sure.
China.
You don't understand the question.
The Gemara says the more people.
Very nice. How did the Gemara know that? Okay.
That's illegal. Why does it say
I know why they said Kelly, because it has to be not similar to Chamor.
Is there a more general terminology put it in this Kelly?
No. Okay. So the Gemara says Kelly as an example of something that's not Chamor. That's a thesis. This says Chamor in the something which is an example of a Baal Chai. Kelim is an example of something not a Baal Chai, but the same would be for anything that's not a Baal Chai. Barash is telling us not. He mentioned on Tuesday, we have to come up with a Terence. We have a Terence. Terence, the answer, Barash. But we'll see. We'll say the Terence.
Set inside the bag or whatever the farmer's carrying to the chickens.
Yeah, you know what? Rashi does say it. Somewhere else. Carbon.
And he didn't use Tzibur specifically in order to teach us that Tzibur is also
Aleph.
Rashi, look at Rashi, the Chavovim, the Aleph, since you said I have to give it to you. Chavovim, the Aleph, Shekein, Yeshli, Bebor. 26a. Shekein, Yeshli, Bebor. It's about 4/5 down the page, even more. Probably
Rashi?
7/8. Yeah, in Rashi. Shekein, yesh, no,
yes,
in
the boy.
It's further down. It's further down. It's next. It's the second Rashi.
That's further than I need yesh.
No!
That's the boy.
26. So again, yes, have a boy. Shem, Hoya, Gedi, Tomon, Besak, Ogun Mountain. If you have a Gedi in a bag, or in a saddlebag, when it's galgal, and it rolled and not fall in a bone, Chayiv. So yeah, Rashi wrote a Gedi, which is very good.
Yeah.
Perfect. If they have a Gedi that's Tomon, it's going to be Chayiv in a bone.
You know. Just
why not? There's no talk on by Bori. There's no talk. Only by H it says overcome. So if it doesn't say it by the other thing, so it doesn't have it. Right?
Really?
Yeah. Right? H says overcome. No. So because top that was a sugar earlier. The kid says it's a very good Russian from a would still say it.
Mm-hmm.
Rashi here. Zafka doesn't. So what's Pshat and Rashi then? There is a pshat, but I don't want to say it quickly. We've run out of time. Good thing we started 5 minutes early, because otherwise we'd have run out of time even earlier. Kalto, everyone, see you on Tuesday at 9:30 prompts.
Some college?
Yeah, whatever. Talk to me you want to say.